I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Recent news in the United Kingdom, including a new government, the Labour Party led by Sir Keir Starmer, also is dominated by news about riots in the United Kingdom. Why? What happened? How did Keir Starmer, the new prime minister, confront those riots, especially in the north? I welcome Conrad Black, writing for the National Post, who revealed to me something I hadn't seen in the English press. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The Tories were in power for 13 years. Now, Labour has reason to believe 5 years are easy, maybe 10, with their overwhelming majority. But at the beginning of Labour's sovereignty, riots in the north that at the time, and I just repeat the way the London press reported, there were murders in the north. The murders were especially upsetting because it was children. A alleged murderer was detained. He is born in England, but his parents are from Rwanda. The immediate headlines pointed to the riots as a response to in some fashion, immigration or race or origin, all of that. But you bring forward facts that are important to consider, especially in light of the fact that the rioters were blamed as racist. What can you tell us about the neighborhoods where the riots took place? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. In modern days, the British had quite a peaceable country, and leaving out the Irish problems, which are substantially resolved now, they've had these bouts of riots approximately once a decade. One was about back in the early 80s, there was some writing about essentially straight racial questions where some districts were becoming exclusively non-white, in a way that led to a number of abrasions. There was also some rioting after the financial collapse in 2008, for example. But these latest problems have really arisen for economic reasons, and the annoyance of the people who have been demonstrating is not really we don't like non-whites. It is we don't like the government when they can't generate economic growth in this country, pretending there's economic growth by bringing in foreigners who will take jobs at lower pay scales, aggravating the unemployment problem of sluggish areas of the United Kingdom, such as I mentioned Rotherham and Hartlepool and Oldham, I believe, and where the unemployment numbers have gone up in over the last 10 years. 75% of new jobs have been taken by recently arrived immigrants. And so the complaint is not against the idea of immigration, but the idea of immigration that aggravates unemployment amongst British citizens. And that's what they're complaining about. And the response of the Starmer government of saying this is racism and intensifying the legal campaign against it by authorizing and even requiring the police when they find out that some what they consider to be racially antagonistic email has been sent out, finding out where it is and breaking down the door of the house where the allegedly offending email was sent from, and dragging out somebody from behind his keyboard, on the assumption that he sent this. I mean, this is nonsense, and it's not England. I mean, England, of all things, is a country of due process and citizens' rights. And this is no way to handle this problem. The way to handle this is to manage the economy better.
If I understand correctly, what has happened is that the percentage of people born outside of Great Britain has risen dramatically over these last years. And,
yes.
And that is the driver not only of unemployment, as you say, but of the lack of housing. I heard all of that during the recent campaign. Housing, housing,
exactly
housing.
Right. And it, not only are these people allowed into the country when there is no, you know, there's not housing available for them, but then obviously it puts great pressure on the lower income groups who are already in the country, whether they're white or black or whatever color they are is beside the point. And so there is a housing crisis at the lower income levels. And of course, that's been aggravated by rising interest rates, which affect mortgages. So it's hard to tell, and I don't know the Starmer government at all. I knew Blair and Brown and their people quite well, but I don't know this man at all, or his colleagues. But it's hard to tell whether these are honest mistakes or just chicanery, where they say, well, you know, the economic policies of the preceding governments and anything we can promise are not going to satisfy these people, so we'll just blame all this on racial hostility. But that is not fair to either the whites or the non-whites. That isn't really the issue.
I want to speak well of something here, as we've identified a very unhappy episode. That is, the night that was identified as going to be the worst ever, the king stepped forward and spoke, and all of a sudden the riots stopped. Is that Charles, the Charles you know, Conrad?
Yes, I think that it was a very traditional and elegant intervention he made, and that's what you always hope for from the monarch in Britain. You remember the wonderful address that the Queen gave when Princess Diana died. It was only about 2 minutes, but when she said, as a grandmother and as your queen, and at that point, the monarch becomes sort of the mother or father of the country. And I think he managed that very well. He was not pompous. He was not authoritarian, but he spoke soberly and he spoke for the country. And I think it had an impact. He did it extremely well. And I think that's been much appreciated in the country.
And he can do it again. But I mention this only because we lack such a leader in this country, in America. We don't have a head of state who is not also the head of the government. But you do in Canada. The king is your king, correct, Conrad?
Yeah, and in the king's absence, we have a governor general. But of course, now that in these times of easy communication from one continent to another, the king and his mother are much more present here. In fairness to your country, most of your presidents in my lifetime, when they have spoken in a nonpartisan way, have done it very well. I remember I go back to the Eisenhower days when he came on television. He never did it in a partisan way. He was speaking, as president on a matter of national interest in an impartial way, and it was always effective. So was Kennedy, so was Johnson on civil rights, so was Mr. Nixon for a long time until things blew up at the end. And certainly Reagan often did. He gave a number of important addresses where he spoke for the country, and it was widely appreciated.
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post. I'm John Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. the reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flaxen toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.